Salvage began today on a tender that sank over the weekend in the Haines Harbor. Crews continued working to contain leaking fuel from the boat while also trying to accommodate the area's fishing fleet. For member station KHNS, Margaret Friedenauer reports.
The 76-foot fishing tender Neptune sank while moored at the harbor about 1 a.m. Saturday. No one was on board, but someone in the harbor called 911, and Harbor Master Phil Benner was notified. Benner said he and his staff responded and found the engine room flooded and the back deck already underwater.
We did try to get some gas pumps started and on the boat, but it did not. It wasn't successful. The boat started tilting off the dock, and we evacuated everybody off the boat, cut the lines.
Benner said the harbor staff deployed containment booms at the harbor's entrance within 45 minutes. He contacted the boat's owner, who said there is about 1,600 gallons of fuel on board. Early Saturday morning, Benner shut the harbor to boat traffic to keep leaking fuel from spreading into Port Chilkoot.
Everybody's moving as fast as we can, but we want to make sure that we're not contaminating Lynn Canal by opening up the harbor.
A fuel sheen is visible throughout the harbor, and the smell of diesel continues to linger in the area. But state and Coast Guard officials say very little fuel has escaped the harbor, and no wildlife appears to have been affected. Local diver Norm Hughes went to the harbor early Saturday to see the sunken tender. Then the boat's owner, Don Axelson, called Hughes to see if he would dive on the boat. As a commercial fisherman, Hughes was especially interested in helping out.
Don called me a little while later and asked if I'd go down and see if I can get the fuel vents closed off so we can keep the oil from coming out, and maybe they'll open the harbor back up then. If we can stop the environmental leaking of the oil, then maybe the fleet can leave and go fishing.
The gillnet fleet would normally leave the harbor early Sunday for the fishing grounds. And this time of year, most of the fishermen were selling to the tender Neptune. The Neptune is privately owned but contracted by Ocean Beauty Seafoods. The company diverted a tender en route to Washington to the Lynn Canal. Local officials and responders devised a plan to allow the fishing boats out of the harbor by setting up a decontamination station. Beginning Sunday morning, fishing boats were stopped at the entrance and sprayed down. Coast Guard Petty Officer Joshua Thorne explained the process.
As you can see, we're using pressure washers to really try to get as much of the film or sheen of the oil off the vessels prior to letting them outside of the harbor.
After the fleet left, the cleanup effort began in earnest. More than a dozen responders were walking the docks in the harbor and using small skiffs to lay out absorbent oil pads. The boat owner hired Juneau Marine salvager John Gitgoff, who was on scene by Sunday evening. Coast Guard Petty Officer Jeff Cruz said Sunday, the salvage operation is going to be difficult. The Neptune is a wooden hull boat built in 1937.
If you raise it the wrong way, it could break up, it could do all sorts of other stuff. So, and we don't want to necessarily mess with it while it's underwater. You could, but it's also, you run risks of contaminating the wood, getting oil contamination all throughout the boat and making it harder to dispose of.
While the Coast Guard continues to investigate the cause of the sinking, Mattson said calm, mild weather is contributing to the cleanup effort. But he said he won't know how much fuel has leaked until the Neptune is raised. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.